Welcome to day 66 of my Everyday Bible. This is Rita from Hidden with Christ Ministries, your host, as we are journeying through the Word of God in chronological order this year. Today's reading comes from the Amplified Bible, Numbers chapters 28, 29, and 30. So beginning at Numbers 28 and verse 1. And the Lord said to Moses, Command the Israelites, saying, My offering, my food for my offerings made by fire, my sweet and soothing odor, you shall be careful to offer to me at its proper time. And you shall say to the people, This is the offering made by fire which you shall offer to the Lord. Two male lambs, a year old, without spot or blemish, 2 days by day for a continual burnt offering. One lamb you shall offer in the morning and the other in the evening. Also, a tenth of an ephah of flour for a cereal offering, mixed with a fourth of a hin of beaten oil. It is a continual burnt offering, which was ordained in Mount Sinai, for a sweet and soothing odor, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Its drink offering shall be a fourth of a hin for each lamb. In the holy place you shall pour out a fermented drink offering to the Lord. And the other lamb you shall offer in the evening, like the cereal offering of the morning, and like its drink offering you shall offer it, an offering made by fire, a sweet and soothing odor to the Lord. And on the Sabbath day, two male lambs, a year old, without spot or blemish, and 2/10 of an ephah of flour for a cereal offering, mixed with oil, and its drink offering. This is the burnt offering of every Sabbath, besides the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. At the beginning of your months, you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord. Two bulls, one ram, 7 male lambs a year old without spot or blemish, and 3/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a cereal offering, mixed with oil for each bull, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour for a cereal offering mixed with oil for the one ram, and 1/10 part of fine flour mixed with oil as a cereal offering for each lamb, for a burnt offering of a sweet and pleasant fragrance, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And their drink offering shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, and 1/3 hin for a ram, and 1/4 hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering of each month throughout the months of the year. And 1 male goat for a sin offering to the Lord. It shall be offered in addition to the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. On the 14th day of the first month is the Lord's Passover. On the 15th day of this month is a feast. For 7 days shall unleavened bread be eaten. On the first day there shall be a holy summoned assembly. You shall do no servile work that day. But you shall offer an offering made by fire, a burnt offering to the Lord, 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 male lambs a year old. They shall be without blemish to the best of your knowledge. And their cereal offering shall be of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah shall you offer for a bull, and 2/10 for a ram. 1/10 shall you offer for each of the 7 male lambs. Also, 1 male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these in addition to the burnt offering of the morning, which is for a continual burnt offering. In this way you shall offer daily for 7 days the food of an offering made by fire, a sweet and soothing odor to the Lord. It shall be offered in addition to the continual burnt offering and its drink offering. And on the 7th day, you shall have a holy summoned assembly. You shall do no work befitting a slave or a servant. And in the day of the first fruits, when you offer a cereal offering of new grain to the Lord at your feast of weeks, you shall have a holy summoned assembly. You shall do no servile work, but you shall offer the burnt offering for a sweet, pleasing, and soothing fragrance to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 male lambs a year old, and their cereal offering of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each bull, 2/10 for 1 ram, 1/10 for each of the 7 male lambs, and 1 male goat to make atonement for you. You shall offer them in addition to the continual burnt offering and its cereal offering and their drink offerings. See that they are without blemish. Chapter 29. On the first day of the seventh month, on New Year's Day of the civil year, you shall have a holy summoned assembly. You shall do no servile work. It is a day of blowing of trumpets for you, everyone blowing who wishes, proclaiming that the glad new year has come and that the great day of atonement and the feast of tabernacles are now approaching. And you shall offer a burnt offering for a sweet and pleasing odor to the Lord, one bull, one ram, seven male lambs, a year old without blemish. Their cereal offering shall be of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for a bull, 2/10 for a ram, and 1/10 of an ephah for each of the seven lambs, and one male goat for a sin offering to make atonement for you. These are in addition to the burnt offering of the new moon and its cereal offering, and the daily burnt offering and its cereal offering and their drink offerings, according to the ordinance for them. For a pleasant and soothing fragrance, an offering made by fire to the Lord. And you shall have on the 10th day of this seventh month a holy summoned assembly. It is the great day of atonement, a day of humiliation, and you shall humble and abase yourselves. You shall not do any work in it, but you shall offer a burnt offering to the Lord for a sweet and soothing fragrance, one young bull, one ram, and seven male lambs a year old. See that they are without blemish. And their cereal offering shall be a fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for the bull, 2/10 for the one ram, 1/10 for each of the seven male lambs, one male goat for a sin offering in addition to the sin offering of atonement and the continual burnt offering and its cereal offering and their drink offerings. And on the 15th day of the seventh month, you shall have a holy summoned assembly. You shall do no servile work, and you shall keep a feast to the Lord for 7 days. And you shall offer a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, of a sweet and pleasing fragrance to the Lord, 13 young bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old. They shall be without blemish. And their cereal offering shall be of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephah for each of the 13 bulls, 2/10 for each of the 2 rams, and 1/10 part for each of the 14 male lambs. Also, one male goat for a sin offering, in addition to the continual burnt offering, its cereal offering, and its drink offering. And on the second day, you shall offer 12 young bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without spot or blemish, with their cereal offering and the drink offerings for the bulls, the rams, and the lambs by number, according to the ordinance. Also, one male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its cereal offering, and their drink offerings. And on the third day, 11 bulls, 2 rams, 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, with their cereal offering and drink offerings for the bulls, the rams, and the lambs by number according to the ordinance, and one male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its cereal offering, and its drink offerings. On the fourth day, 10 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old without blemish, their cereal offering and their drink offerings for the bulls, the rams, and the lambs shall be by number according to the ordinance. And one male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its cereal offering, and its drink offerings. And on the fifth day, 9 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs a year old, without spot or blemish, and their cereal offering and drink offerings for the bulls, the rams, and the lambs, by number according to the ordinance. And one goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and its cereal offering and its drink offerings. And on the sixth day, 8 bulls, 2 rams, and 14 male lambs, a year old without blemish, and their cereal offerings and their drink offerings for the bulls, the rams, and the lambs by number according to the ordinance, and one goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, its cereal offering, and its drink offerings. And on the seventh day, seven bulls, two rams, and 14 male lambs, a year old without blemish, and their cereal and drink offerings for the bulls, the rams, and the lambs, by number, according to the ordinance, and one male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering, and its cereal offering, and its drink offerings. On the eighth day, you shall have a solemn assembly. You shall do no servile work. You shall offer a burnt offering, an offering made by fire, of a sweet and pleasing fragrance to the Lord. One bull, one ram, seven male lambs, a year old without blemish. Their cereal offering and drink offerings for the bull, the ram, and the lamb shall be by number according to the ordinance, and one male goat for a sin offering, besides the continual burnt offering and its cereal offering and its drink offerings. These you shall offer to the Lord at your appointed feasts, besides the offerings you have vowed, and your free will offerings for your burnt offerings, cereal offerings, drink offerings, and peace offerings. And Moses told the Israelites all that the Lord commanded him. Chapter 30. And Moses said to the heads or leaders of the tribes of Israel, "This is the thing which the Lord has commanded. If a man vows a vow to the Lord, or swears an oath to bind himself by a pledge, he shall not break and profane his word. He shall do according to all that proceeds out of his mouth. Also, when a woman vows a vow to the Lord and binds herself by a pledge, being in her father's house in her youth, and her father hears her vow and her pledge with which she has bound herself, and he offers no objection, then all her vows shall stand, and every pledge with which she has bound herself shall stand. But if her father refuses to allow her to carry out her vow, on the day that he hears about it, not any of her vows or of her pledges with which she has bound herself shall stand, and the Lord will forgive her because her father refused to let her carry out her purpose. And if she is married to a husband while her vows are upon her, or she has bound herself by a rash utterance, and her husband hears of it and holds his peace concerning it on the day that he hears it, then her vows shall stand, and her pledge with which she bound herself shall stand. But if her husband refuses to allow her to keep her vow or pledge on the day that he hears of it, then he shall make void and annul her vow which is upon her, and the rash utterance of her lips by which she bound herself, and the Lord will forgive her. But the vow of a widow or of a divorced woman with which she has bound herself shall stand against her. And if she vowed in her husband's house or bound herself by a pledge with an oath, and her husband heard it and did not oppose or prohibit her, then all her vows and every pledge with which she bound herself shall stand. But if her husband positively made them void on the day he heard it, then whatever proceeded out of her lips concerning her vows or concerning her pledge of herself shall not stand. Her husband has annulled them, and the Lord will forgive her. Every vow and every binding oath to humble or afflict herself, her husband may establish it or her husband may annul it. But if her husband altogether holds his peace concerning the matter with her from day to day, then he establishes and confirms all her vows or all her pledges which are upon her. He establishes them because he said nothing to restrain her on the day he heard them. But if he shall nullify them after he hears of them, then he shall be responsible for and bear her iniquity. These are the statutes which the Lord commanded Moses between a man and his wife, and between a father and his daughter, while in her youth in her father's house. This is the end of today's scripture reading. In today's scripture reading, you may have wondered why you were hearing a repetition of the commandments of the Lord about the offerings, about the burnt offering, the sin offering, about observing the Passover, observing the different feasts, Day of Atonement, the Feast of Tabernacles, that had already been given very clearly and with great detail in the book of Leviticus. And you may wonder, why is Moses repeating this again to the people? But actually, there was a very valid reason that this was all laid out once again. You have to understand the historical perspective. Moses, Joshua, and Caleb were the only ones left who had been in the wilderness for those 40 years. Everyone else had died off, and it was now time for the people of Israel to go into the promised land. But the children of those people who had died off, it was a new generation that had now come up, and many of them weren't even born when those original laws were given to the people of Israel about worshiping the Lord, about bringing God the sacrifice, about bringing worship and holiness before the Lord. So there was a very valid reason for the Lord giving Moses the instruction to recount all of this to this new generation. And to us, this speaks of something that's very vital for us as well. It is the responsibility of those who have received the Lord, who have received the things of God, who've learned the Word of God, and who are growing in their relationship with God, to be always very aware of the responsibility to pass on what you have received from God to the next generation. This is a very critical thing. This place where the people are getting this recounting or retelling of God's requirements for worship were people that were about to go into the promised land, but they were going to have many battles. They were going to be in warfare. There was going to be much that they were going to have to do. And we all know how, when the pressure is on, when busyness of life begins to overwhelm a person, how many things are cast to the wayside, including going weekly to worship in community with other believers. I've seen people throw that aside because their lives became overwhelmed with other responsibilities, or may I say other interests or other commitments, even taking their children to play ball on Sunday instead of going to the house of God with the people of God and worshiping together. And so this distinct retelling of the requirements of the Lord upon the people to bring the worship through these different offerings is a great illustration for us of our responsibility to make sure that we pass on to the next generation, to our children, to our grandchildren, the things of the Lord. Obviously, we don't live in a dispensation or in a covenant that requires us to go bring cereal offerings and burnt offerings because Jesus has become the perfect sacrifice for us. But it is incumbent upon us who have come to know the Lord to be responsible to pass on our knowledge of God, our knowledge of the Word of God, what we have learned, our commitment to the Lord, our example of worshiping God, of putting God first in our lives, to our children and to our grandchildren. And I think that this is a very critical thing. Otherwise, it will be lost. The truth is, it will be lost in the succeeding generations. And that was the message that Moses was bringing here to the people. They were a new generation coming up. They're about to go into the promised land. They're going to face many battles. They needed to be very aware of their responsibilities before the Lord and not lose sight of that because their parents are now dead and Moses is going to be dead shortly and things are changing. But no, God's desire for them to be in relationship with him never changes. And his desire to have them bring their worship and come into community with the Lord himself, into fellowship. That never changes. And so if you are walking with God and you're listening to the Word of God and you're reading your Word of God and you're doing all these things, make sure that you are diligent to be passing this on to the next generation. Maybe you've come to the Lord later in life and your children are already grown and you didn't raise your children up to know the Lord. Well, if you have grandchildren, your opportunity is still with you to have an influence on those children. I am very privileged to have two granddaughters who I love beyond anything else, to spend time reading the Bible stories to them. And they are only 3 years old, and the other one is approximately a year and a half old, and yet they love that time with me just reading the Bible stories. And they are amazing at being able to remember and retain it. In fact, recently my three-year-old granddaughter was in a restaurant with her parents, and she saw a bottle of oil on the table, and she asked, "What's in that bottle?" And she was told, "Well, it's oil. It's a bottle of oil." And she said, "Oh, like the oil that the prophet Samuel poured on David's head." And I'm thinking, how would she come up with that at 3 years old, except that by the grace of God, she's being shared. The Word of God's being shared with her day after day, night after night. And that's the desire of my heart, and I believe it would be the desire of your heart to pass on to the next generation the things of God. If not, then we're going to end up with a generation who doesn't know God, doesn't know Jesus, except that he may hear the name of Jesus being used as a curse word. In fact, one pastor told the story of having been invited to preach in a city in New York, and he had a day off, and so he walked through this certain city and was sitting on a park bench just taking in the beautiful day. And as he sat there eating his lunch, he could tell somebody was looking at him, and he turned around and he found a little boy who was staring at him. And so the child appeared to be about 11 years old, and so he started asking. The little boy asked the man his name, and then he said, "Well, what are you eating, and where are you from, and where's that, and what are you doing here?" He had lots of questions for the man sitting on the park bench. And finally, when he asked him, "Well, what are you doing in New York?" because he had told him he was from Tennessee, and the man answered him, he was the pastor, he said, "Well, I came here to preach." And the little boy asked him, "What is that?" He's 11 years old. And he asked him, "What does it mean to preach?" And the pastor responded, "Well, it means to tell others about Jesus." And the little boy, his eyes got wide, and he put his hand over his mouth, and he said, "Jesus? Mister, don't you know?" And the pastor asked him, "Know what?" And he whispered to him, "That's a cuss word." And it dawned on that pastor that the only time that that boy had ever heard the name of Jesus was used as profanity in his house or in his neighborhood. And you can compare that to the New Testament example of Timothy, which the Apostle Paul described as his upbringing as being, "Now from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus." That was Timothy's upbringing. His mother and his grandmother had passed on the things of God to Timothy. And that's the challenge that we have today. And that's the challenge to me from this story in the book of Numbers, where the Lord had Moses remind this new generation about the things of God. That's the call on your life. Wherever you're at in life, make sure that you are willing and able and ready and diligently trying to pass on what God shows you to the next generation and to those around you, as you can be one who disciples others. But the importance in the Lord's heart of discipling the next generation is very prominent. And that is, we are spoken to about this here in this passage in the book of Numbers, which seems like just a retelling, recounting of the same thing we heard in Leviticus, but the historical context speaks to us that God wants each and every successive generation to know about the Lord and not to lose what the previous generation gained in walking with God. So consider that this week. And if you are not discipling someone in the things of God, if you don't have children or grandchildren, then ask the Holy Spirit, who can I share with about the Lord and about the Word of God? Who can I invite to listen to my everyday Bible with and discuss it? I would encourage you to do that. Consider that this week as you go through your week. God bless you, and I'll be with you again tomorrow.